Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled A Mature Church. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. It was He who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, that is, to build up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person, attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Segun and Victor were much younger in the faith, they had very divergent views about many minor things they thought were important. For instance, Segun did not believe that Victor understood the gospel because he attended the church where ladies wore jewelry. Victor, on the other hand, believed that Segun was too legalistic because he believed ladies shouldn't wear jewelry, etc. They both couldn't fellowship together, nor did they truly see each other as brethren of the same spiritual family. But as Segun and Victor became more spiritually mature, they found that the issues that caused disunity between them before were minor issues. The real thing that was now the burden of their hearts was to see the establishment of the kingdom of God in their nation. It was no more about which dressing mode or code was more appropriate, or what they had to show that they were doing well materially. It was now about the kingdom of God and fulfilling God's purpose for them in time as eternal beings. We can see from today's passage that the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers are sent to build up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith, which is a product of corporate maturity. They do this by preaching and teaching. The sign of maturity in the body of Christ is unity. Unity is not uniformity. Unity is spiritual and can only be attained when believers are spiritual and no more carnal. Uniformity is outward and can be achieved by physical and fleshly designs. When the prevalent doctrines in the church are doctrines centered on materialism, which are baby doctrines, there will be widespread and prevalent spiritual infancy in the church. Go into today remembering that disunity in the church is usually a product of lack of spiritual maturity. The Corinthian church, for example, was full of spiritual babies, and this was manifested by the disunity in that church. Some said they were with Paul, and others said they were with Apollos. Those are signs of spiritual infancy. Pray like this: Lord God, empower your ministers to edify the church with sound doctrine. Bring the church in my generation to attain the unity of the faith and spiritual maturity. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet saved, you know that if the trumpet sounds today, or if you die today, you will not make heaven. You are not sure. And many times when you are not sure, it is because the answer is no. If you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, you want to accept Him, you want to have eternal life, you want to have assurance of salvation, let us pray this prayer together. You can begin by asking the Lord to forgive your sins, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and to make you a new creature. Now, you can say this confession after me. Lord Jesus, today, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died as the sacrifice for my sins. Lord Jesus, today I submit and surrender to your Lordship. Please help me follow you. Forgive my sins, Father, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting me. Thank you for making me your own. From now on, please empower me to totally submit to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you receive his salvation. I also want to encourage you to click on the link just before the name of the author of today's devotional. On that webpage, you'll find materials to help you grow. There is a free audiobook on that webpage. Download it and listen to it, and it will help you. Now, if you are listening to this audio and you are sick, I want to pray for you. And Jesus, who loves to heal the sick and do good, will meet you today and heal you completely. And as you find that you are healed, the only thing I ask of you is that you acknowledge God by sharing your testimony. That is what you do when you share your testimony. You are acknowledging God for what he has done. And you can be sure that your miracle will be permanent, and you can be sure that everything that has been stolen from you as a result of that infirmity will be restored. So when you acknowledge God by testifying, also believe that you are receiving a restoration, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Now, if you find that you are sick in any part of your body, just place your hand on that part of your body or on your head. So for example, if it's a blood disease or it's HIV and there is really no part of your body you can place your hand, just place your hand on your head and let us pray. By placing your hand on your head or on that part of your body, that is an act of faith. If you have a pain in your knee, for example, place your hand on your knee. If you have high blood pressure, place your hand on your head. Now let us pray together. Heavenly Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, ruler and sustainer of all things, I thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice that has made it possible for healing to reach your people today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for delivering this healing to your people. Father, I pray concerning everyone who is placing their hand on that part of their body, that your healing power will begin to flow. Lord, I ask that your healing power will begin to flow and cause there to be instant healings and deliverances in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Be healed and made completely whole. Now listen to me. You are healed. You are healed. Say these words after me. By his stripes, I am healed. By the blood of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. By the blood of Jesus, I am delivered. delivered out of the hand of the devil by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered out of the hand of the devil by the blood of Jesus. I am healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now receive your healing. Now begin to attempt to do the things you couldn't do before because you are healed. And as you find that you are able to do the things you couldn't do before, you're able to stretch that leg that have been stiff with terrible pain. You're able to stand up because strength has entered your body. As you find that you are healed, send your testimony via WhatsApp or SMS to any of the numbers at the end of today's devotional text. You will hear some numbers that will also be mentioned at the end of this audio. Send your testimony and the name of the Lord will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the healings. Thank you so much for the deliverances and thank you for the miracles. To you be all the praise. There is someone listening to me, you are expecting a miracle from God in your finances. You have been crying to God for months. For 3 months, you have been crying for a specific miracle. The hand of the Lord is coming upon your finances and you are receiving that miracle in the name of Jesus. Now, when that miracle has happened, please, you attend a church where they pay tithes and offering. Pay your tithe to your local church. That is very important. Honor the Lord with your substance and the flow will not stop. If you receive that miracle and you fail to do this, you may stop the flow. That miracle might just be a singular breakthrough, whereas God has planned to give you a continuous flow of miracles. Father, we give you all the praise for all that you have done. We worship you for this miracle that you have given to your servant. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 15 to chapter 19. Remember that this Bible plan reading is continuous. And what that means is that if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from cover to cover. And the good news is that you can do this by simply listening to our audios every day. These audios, of course, are available on Telegram. So you would want to join our Telegram group if you want to ensure that every day audio also has audio Bible. I want to especially invite you to the Stream Globe Word Encounter session, both online and in person. If you are in the Lagos Otter area, you are specially invited to Stream Globe Word Encounter every Saturday by 11 a.m. The venue is Hall 1 upstairs within Bethel Covenant Family Church International, adjacent Bells University Junction, Benja, Otter. The time once again is 11 a.m. Now, if you cannot attend in person, you can follow the live streaming online. You just visit streamglobe.org and go to the live streaming menu or mixlr.com/streamglobeworld. There is an audio live stream and it doesn't consume much data at all. Live streaming begins by 11:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. You can bring the sick, you can bring the oppressed, because Jesus confirms his word with the demonstration of his power. And for those of you who are joining online, you can also participate with us, bring a sick person to pray with us, and they will receive their healing. We have received testimonies of people receiving literal healing and deliverance just by praying with us online. So you are invited to join us in this word encounter session this Saturday. Our Stream Globe devotional book, the 365-day devotional book that can be used any year, is available for your order. To order this book, call 0811-341-6964. 0811-341-6964. or visit our website. In order for you to start getting Stream Globe devotional audio that has audio Bible for our yearly Bible plan, please join our Telegram group. Download Telegram if you do not have Telegram on your device. It's free on all app stores. Install and search for Stream Globe. You will find one of our groups. Join the group, and on that group, you'll be getting the audio that comes with audio Bible. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.